Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you guys see Phil made his Champions Tour debut yesterday?
Is he at that point in his career?
Yeah, he's 50. He just turned 50. So he didn't make it to the, and we're in the playoffs. You guys know we're in the playoffs of the FedEx Cup.
We do.
In the regular tour.
Yeah.
Harbin, so the top 70 go to Chicago to play in the BMW.
Is that with Harvin and those guys?
Kevin Harvick? No.
Yeah.
No, that's racing.
Say Harvick?
No. You're in the wrong sport. So Dustin Johnson sat 30 under. Was that good enough for you last week?
Jimmy Johnson's, not Dustin.
No, that's the driver.
Oh.
Dustin Johnson shot 30 under, won by 11. I don't know if that's enough for you, but okay.
Is there a Bubba in golf?
Yes, there's a Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Wallace. Same.
What did he win?
He won the
Masters
last week, the Northern Trust.
Not the Masters.
The Northern Trust.
Where's the Northern Trust?
In Boston, the TPC Boston.
Ah.
Yeah. This week they're in Chicago at Olympia Fields.
Bubba Wallace
won the great
in the playoffs. Only 70 golfers come, the top 70.
Only 70?
Yeah. Louis Oosthuizen beat out Doc Redman on the final putt.
Is he a real
second to last group to finish 70th. So he advanced and Doc Redman out.
Is he a real doctor?
No, they call him. I don't know why they call him Doc.
Oh.
He might be. Maybe he's trying to get his. I don't know.
Who knows? Louis Oosthuizen. The final qualifiers, that you're telling me?
Yeah. So he's got to play well, otherwise he'll be eliminated. Top 30, move on to Atlanta.
Man.
Just so you guys know. But Phil shot a 10-under yesterday, taking one shot lead, at his first, which is in Branson, Missouri, which
you have
is
become,
right by where JT is.
You have become Ed Fowler. Do you realize that?
Congratulations.
Well Louis Oosthuizen is going to be playing, and Phil's in the Champions Tour. Let's take a look at the starters here in the Insperity Golf Classic here. Says here, Soo-Woo Kim is going to be now inside the playoffs. This is really
Si-Woo Kim, I would say, but okay.
Big deal to have Kim this deep into the playoffs.
You're now Ed Fowler. You give us some rundowns on who's playing in a golf tournament. You just don't have a paper. You're just doing it on a computer.
Mm. Well, look at Phil. It's 3-under after 6. Pretty good for this course. You're the champions.
That's not the case.
Does it feel like the case?
Well, I wasn't around.
He doesn't know Ed Fowler.
Does it feel like a guy who's just reading golf stuff on a computer?
Not really being aware of what his audience is waiting for or wanting to hear?
I don't know. They don't want to talk about Rockets basketball. I know that.
Nope.
I know they don't want to talk Rockets basketball. We're literally in the midst of a playoffs. Granted, it's a little weird. But it's 2-2, and not one person has called. You know what's crazy, though? Right now, would be tons of football talk, and we have none. And you know why? Can't see a practice, can't see a preseason game. I have no idea what's going on with the Texans relative to my own eyes. I can't see a guy play. I can't see a guy practice. You're banned from practice. There are no games. I have no idea.
You know what's great radio, though? Oh, this guy, he just ran a route against that guy. And man, oh man, was it. And then he caught it. What?
No, but talking about who looks good and who doesn't look good in camp is a big deal in a football-hungry town. But it's like, I guess we're just going to hit the ground running when the season starts. Because we won't have seen anything.
Is this town still football-hungry?
Yeah, I don't know.
After what the Texans
I think they
through.
Are, but I think hungry's a relative term.
I think Bill O'Brien has ruined it for a lot of people.
I think
I really do.
I don't think the appetite's as strong.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's just not. There's not the fervor for this team that there was. I can't tell you how many people. Yeah, it's the same old SOT, same old Texans.
Well, it's felt like that for two straight years.
And I can't
years.
Stand Bill O'Brien. That's what I hear most from everybody.
Oh, no, it's felt like that for at least two straight years where, I mean, it really does feel like for two straight years it's felt like, I don't know, because they can't have it. Even when they won a bunch of games in a row, there just wasn't the same juice.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't the same juice. And then they went out and got punked in the playoffs. Back-to-back Colts got them back-to-back. And then, of course, last year we know what happened. It's just too many really bad games. The Ravens game, the Jaguar game, where they won the Jaguar game. They won the Panther game. No, they lost the Panther game. And the Panther game was so gross. It was just a bad game.
The Denver game.
To watch. The Denver game on the heels of a big win. You throw out the – all of a sudden you're in the Denver. Awful first half. It's like that's what it was. And it's just but still, at this time, though, typically we're talking Texans. We're talking about, you know, maybe who's going to make the roster. Maybe we talk about starters, what we've seen in a preseason game, where Deshaun Watson is, how he looked. What Deshaun? Right now we'd be talking about, I was really actually surprised Deshaun looked so good in the first quarter with Randall Cobb. Like, it looks like they've got a great hookup the way he looked in that second preseason game. Not now.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know how he's looking with Randall Cobb. I have no idea.
No. No, nobody. Well, I guess they're having some fans out there.
It literally, are they?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I think we're banned.
Yeah, no, we're banned, but that's okay.
Well, you guys say ugly things.
No. You know what a great relationship Bill O'Brien and Lance have?
Uh-oh.
They texted each. How many times did you guys text? How many times have you texted with Bill O'Brien? Several, right? Don't you take airplane flights together?
We're on the same flight to. No, I've got along fine with him. The problem is I don't think he does a very good job as general manager.
Ooh.
Apparently, he doesn't really like that.
Mm.
Well, he actually doesn't know that I do radio.
Well, right, he said, I don't even know what you do.
He's been on our show with us.
Yeah, but I don't even know what you do.
To be fair, I don't know what Lance does either.
I know what Joel thinks Lance does. Well, he's just a mess every
just
day.
Just a dirty animal. Virtual fans. No, people are actually out there.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But they get to get virtual player meetings and autographs? I don't know how you get a virtual autograph. But
Sounds virtually stupid. Can I get your virtual autograph?
Is it dumber than
dummy.
Is it dumber than all your ideas yesterday?
My ideas yesterday can make billions.
Well, they've already existed for other
people. Let me tell you what I wouldn't invent. Oh, virtual autographs. Here's your virtual autograph. I'm going to sign a piece of paper and put it up to the screen, and you screen capture.
Well, here it is. Virtual autographs presented by Houston Methodist.
Is it? Oh, it's something you can sell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the opportunity for 25 season ticket members to submit a photo to be autographed by a Texans player? The player signs the photo through an iPad, and the fan receives a cool memento to share with friends, family, and on social media.
Wait, a photo of who? Of themselves? The player signs a photo of
you. Whatever photo you want.
I'm going to send him a picture of me, and then, hey, sign this.
No, you send him a picture of that dude that you're sitting on the bed.
Oh. No, not him.
Hey, Deshaun, sign this.
Sign this, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Sign it this way.
Oh, no.
Sign it long ways.
Can't do that.
Yeah. No. Not sending him that guy. What's his name? The Rock or something?
No, that's not The Rock.
Wood.
Wood?
The Rock.
Yeah, they call him Wood.
Wood. Oh.
No, it's not. He owns your league now. What are you talking about, The Rock?
Yeah, I talked to somebody, too. I don't know. Doesn't seem like much is happening. What they got to do, they got to get a lot of investors, and they got to pay off a lot of the stuff.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, money problems?
This is a perfect opportunity for the XFL to step in the spring and go, we're here. We're back. And we're pretty good. And oh, by the way, all you guys that don't want to play college football this spring, you can come over here and play. And our season will be done before the draft, and guys will be able to see you, and they'll be able to see you against better, and probably much better talent.
Stop trying to get guys out of college football.
Okay? Well, guys are leaving college football anyway. Guys are leaving college football. And wouldn't that be a pretty damn good visual for NFL teams to see? Man, that guy can play. I'm still shocked Cam Phillips hasn't landed anywhere.
He was just okay. I don't think.
Well, he was pretty damn good last year. Somebody would take a flyer. I would think somebody take a flyer on him.
Nah. Coming out, he's just receivers are a dime a dozen.
Well, the Panthers are trying.
That's why giving up what the Texans gave up for Kenny Still, I just couldn't believe it. Receivers are literally a dime a dozen. You can find, unless you're an ace, you can find receivers all over the place, and especially back end of the roster guys. I don't know. Maybe he's got a reputation. Coming out of college, I don't know.
He tried out for the Panthers yesterday. The Panthers hosted him for a tryout yesterday, so not sure how it went.
Oh, good for him.
That was according to Field Yates.
Well, that's because that's where PJ is. Mm-hmm. PJ said, "Hey, we need a guy. You need a guy. This guy's pretty good." Brian says, "Why don't you send Bill O'Brien a picture of a Bronco fan to sign?"
Because it was a Bronco fan. It was
The one they yelled at.
No, it was a Bronco
Texas fan. Wouldn't have said, "You suck."
No.
Going old, was, after 31 and a half.
30-3.
Yeah. Texan fan wouldn't have said you suck. It was a Bronco fan that said you
Bronco
suck.
Bronco fan says you suck. Obviously. Bronco fan would have been, "Bill O'Brien, you're the greatest. I love you, Bill."
I've been too busy celebrating. Well, who's not yelling at the opposing coach?
No, it was a Bronco fan. That's who yelled at Bill O'Brien.
Oh, finally suck. We got him.
A Bronco fan in Deshaun Watson jersey?
Bronco fan in Deshaun Watson jersey.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Yep. He was, I don't know. Yeah. He was incognito.
For whatever reason.
813 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford again. I just love what they're doing over there. I really do like the people. You will really, really like the people. You'll love everything that they do. They really care about you. They really care about that you are going to get the best car at the best price. The Ford vehicle is second to none. I love my Expedition. The Explorer Sport is just fantastic. It's fantastic. But there are the F-150, the F-250s, the XLTs. They're just tremendous, tremendous trucks as well. And you're getting them. And by the way, you can shop at home. And you can buy it online. And if you do it at another place, they're going to say, you're going to have to come in to pick that up. And then by the time you get there, it'll be about 3,000 more because they're going to put tint in and they're going to put bed line. Well, this is standard. You got to get this. And then it's 3,000 more than you thought it was going to be. But they don't do that at Chastain Ford. No dealer ads. So if you're looking for a people that you're going to trust, people that you're going to love to deal with, and you will be back. I will buy my next car from Chastain Ford, I'm telling you, because I love the way that they do business. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 816 ESPN 97.5. I swear to God, somebody talk about your Rockets. 713-780-3776. What is wrong with you people?
I'm on a Twitch feed right now.
You are?
Uh-huh. We're watching it just on in the chat room.
Well, what did people say?
Nothing.
Are they happy? Are they sad?
No.
No?
No. It's a bunch of existentialists that listen to our show.
What?
Nihilists.
Nothing really matters. The Rockets aren't going to win anyway. That type of stuff.
Feels like I'll be honest with you. It's like, I feel like an existentialist sometime as a Houston sports fan. Especially as a Texans fan.
Well, that's why the 17 Astros were so good, though.
Yeah. The Rockets, they gave us a break. The Rockets and Texans both, you have a real existentialist vibe where it's like, what's going to matter?
What's it matter like if they're 10-6, 11-5?
Shoot 58 threes, don't shoot 58 threes, whatever. Houston Texans, even more so than the Rockets. At least the Rockets give, the Texans are going to be like, it's just going to be the same thing. We know what's coming. I'd rather have a team, I would say I'd rather have a team that's 10-6, 11-5, absolutely. Than a team who's 8-8, 9-7.
Yeah, but eventually it doesn't matter because if they might win one playoff game and then they're going home. That's the formula.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Does this team feel like? Honestly, you're going into the season. Is there any chance that they do more than one playoff win?
No.
No. This is not a team that can...
But that's what these teams feel like.
And it's, Rockets, you know, it's almost the same as the Rockets. There's... do you really think they're going to beat the Lakers in a seven-game series?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We are so up and down, though, with the Rockets. I mean, it is such a roller coaster.
Oh, the Texans put us through a roller coaster, too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, the Rockets, from day to day, your expectations or feelings are different from game to game. And that's the nature of basketball. This isn't brand new. People, you go from when it's 2-0 in a series to 2-1, like, uh-oh, this is a real problem. And then 2-2, this is going to... And then you win, like, boy, they look like they're in control. It's like basketball. There's just overreaction central for the most part. I would tell you when the Rockets are shooting the ball well and they're... Look, I have no preconceived notions about what the Rockets can do without Russell Westbrook. They should beat Oklahoma City without Russell Westbrook. There is no excuse. They are the better team. Against the Lakers, they have no chance without Russell. You got to have Russell. And the problem you see is that when James goes into passive James mode like he was yesterday in the second half, where he was driving and looking for places to throw the basketball instead of going to the 10, then you don't have another alpha on the court to take over the game. Then you're fully reliant on open threes or on three-point shots. Fully reliant.
No. That's why I said Russ is so important to this team, just like Chris Paul was. And see, therein lies the difference between Chris Paul and James. Not that Chris Paul has had all this playoff. He hasn't. He hasn't had all kinds of playoff success either. But what? Where you missed Chris Paul in games 6 and 7, and then you saw it yesterday. Man, just an elbow jumper that he knocks down. It's just a much easier shot. Or, you know, driving to the... How about just... Oh, my God. When they were up and you're just letting Chris Paul just drive and lay it up so easily at the end of the third quarter, and then Steven Adams so easily gets an easy... And you're like, what are you guys doing?
What the hell are you doing? You got to bump him, get a hand on him, do whatever. Dustin on the chat brings up a pretty good point. He says, Chris Paul, he said, last night was extremely frustrating. James didn't get his normal fourth quarter break because, you know, they changed it and tried to not let him have his pit stop. Fourth quarter break, and he looked like he got lazy. CP3 walks down and knocks it down right in his face with no effort. And that's what it looked like. James's effort level really looked bad in the fourth. Maybe he just was gassed. I don't know. Maybe that was a problem. Maybe Mike D'Antoni is really going to have to focus on, look, we got to keep things the way they are. But
wow, it's always the same. It's the same thing. James is gassed. James, game 5 against the Spurs. James is games 6 and 7. He runs 0-27. He's out of gas. And he had 3 months off. He had 3 flipping months off in before the playoffs started. Are you telling me now that he's out of gas again? Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Really? No, he can't have it both ways. He's out of gas after a long regular season. I get that. You know what? And he, all the minutes that he's accumulated, and all the shots, and all the energy he's expended. I get that. Not now. Hey, wait a minute. Really? That he can't stand? He can't get himself in front of Chris Paul to prevent a layup?
Well, and the other thing is, and you really do have to, and Jim Jackson, I talked about this earlier, but Jim Jackson mentioned that it's the same thing we said against, it's the same thing we said 2 years ago against the, in 2018 with the freaking Golden State Warriors. When you are 0 for, when you're in the midst of an 0 for 27, once you hit 0 for 7, you got to think about getting to the basket and getting free throws or getting a mid-range jumper. And here's what, so the mathematicians like Daryl, they don't want to hear about your thoughts and your feelings about something. They just want the numbers. And they will tell you, nope, the mid-range is not, unless you're highly efficient as a mid-range player, which Chris Paul is, which is why they're fine with Chris Paul. He's highly efficient as a mid-range player. They don't want to hear about your, oh, get to, they only want to know what the numbers say. They don't care what your feelings or eyeball tests tell you. But I'm just here to tell you, I'm just always going to, clutch matters, clutch is real. Any idea, if any analytics guy tells you clutch performances don't matter and they'll show you the numbers, my God, have you ever played sports at all? Do you understand that pressure comes from within and that people create pressure on themselves and elevated heart rates and golfers take beta blockers for this very reason with putters, you know, with trying to putt. It's a real thing. And some guys do get tense in situations. Yeah. Other guys get hyper-focused. It's a, anybody who says that's not the case and they try to point to numbers, immediately shut down on them because they've never played any sports at all, yeah. ever.
Nope.
Ever.
I took my CBD oil this morning because I'm playing golf today. And I want to relax, and you will relax with your CBD, American Shaman CBD oil.
Is there a time frame for when it's the most appropriate to take it? How long does it take to go into effect?
I don't know that. You said I take it in the morning and at night.
I feel like you're far too relaxed on this show because you just say things. Maybe take it after the show.
Yeah, maybe after the show.
It's because I'm too relaxed and I say stuff. You don't just have, say whatever I can, whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Whatever you feel like, with no ability to filter.
There's no filter with a CBD oil.
You're too
it doesn't
relaxed.
Say that on the ad.
You're too relaxed.
It doesn't say.
Didn't you just say you take it?
You lose your filter.
Didn't you just say you take it because it makes you feel more relaxed?
Yeah.
I think you're far too more relaxed on this show. You just say things.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Probably right about that. I do feel pretty good, though, if you want to know the truth.
Good.
I actually took a bigger dose today.
Oh, well, then we're in for some trouble.
It started off the show with Cuck. With Marco the Cuck talk.
There it is.
Let's get Houston in here. Yeah. We wanted some calls. Houston, what's up?
Man, y'all are missing one big aspect of this Rockets-Oklahoma series that we really need to take into account. And the only thing is that, look, played our first two games in Houston. We lost two in Oklahoma City. It's going back to Houston.
Good point.
Find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about that. All they're just doing is just protect.
Home court advantage.
They just protect home court advantage. That's a great
point.
We talked
about it yesterday.
I hadn't really thought about it, yeah.
You know, I've noticed doing this this show and this job for a while that when someone goes, guys, you know the big point you're missing?
Yeah.
There's no real big point coming. There's some jokes that are about to show up.
Guys, something you're really not talking much about.
All right. Yeah. Give it to us.
We've been talking about that. Actually, we talked about it a lot yesterday. Home court advantage. This is the only series that the home team has held serve.
Yeah.
It's the only series.
Well, Rockets play much better.
There's
home.
Not much difference between the two teams. So home court.
When you see Rockets, when you see virtual Rocket fans, they get hype.
Yep.
Maybe they get virtual autographs.
How about
after
the Rockets
game?
Were still a favorite on the road? How about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I mean, that was free money yesterday.
It was free money.
Free money getting some at free Oklahoma City at home. Why are the Rockets laying points on the road?
Right.
That's all I could think of. I'm like, man. Smart gamblers know something. I don't know.
That was Houston. Houston, bring some money today.
A couple things from the Twitch. You can find us. You can go to ESPN 97.5, watch the show, take part in the chat room. But here's a couple things. One person asked, hey, how old were you guys when you gave up on a sports franchise? I'm 30, and I'm tired of Rockets and Cowboys. Their games are always stressful to watch. Can never enjoy a win without the thought of the comebacks. Always about to happen for the other team. Why? I haven't. I don't know. I mean, I felt that for my whole life being a fan of Houston sports, but I don't know.
As far as giving up, I feel like I'm very apathetic about the Dolphins.
I kind of feel like I've given up on the Texans a little bit. After 17 years, I have not seen them turn the corner.
I mean,
I haven't given up on them, but I don't have any expectations for them.
The Jay Cutler thing.
That's really, all. I haven't given up though.
The Jay Cutler thing really got me.
What?
Like, the Jay Cutler thing.
Oh,
I was like, Jay Cutler's on my team.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm done here.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well,
and then they drafted.
We had Brock Osweiler though.
Brock was like a joy because it was wow, that guy's on my team.
Jay
now?
Had been a Pro Bowler.
It's still Jay
Cutler. Brock almost fell down with the pizza because somebody bullied him.
I don't care. Brock on the team is kind of fun. He's an ostrich. He's out there playing.
It's not kind of fun. You know what?
It's fun
that's
for me.
Well said from somebody who doesn't cheer for the Texans.
Because I didn't have
Brock is kind of fun.
Because I already knew about Brock. I didn't have expectations. I sat through Brock here, so I knew the deal. I didn't have expectations for him playing.
You got to make fun of Brock. We had to live with him.
But I understood the Brock deal. When Jay Cutler's on the team, I was like, this is not going to be fun at all. So I'm apathetic. and then with Tua, maybe the joy will come back. Do three touchdowns yesterday, by the way. After your crappy text you sent me about.
Wait a minute. Did they play a game yesterday?
No, but I felt
good. How come the Texans didn't play?
No, they didn't play a game, but I felt good.
Oh, he threw three touchdowns in practice?
And I felt good
about
it.
Wait a minute.
Joe Burrow practiced.
What about Joe Burrow in practice?
He threw three touchdowns.
Joe Burrow was 9-for-2.
Oh, my God. The touchdown for Joe Burrow in practice, too,
without
right?
AJ Green.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you. I'll revel in my quarterback touchdown.
Texas stats. I don't know. They don't exist so, right now without
Bill O'Brien says Deshaun's playing really, really well. Okay.
He's adapting as well.
Deshaun Watson. He better be playing well.
Why can't we get some, like, can they tape any practice and put it? They can't because you can't. Like, they don't. I get that you can't tape it. But
and even the rules are now more restricted. Like, as far as reporting on practice, you can't actually do. No, people live tweet, oh, Deshaun made a throw to DeAndre. Back, you can't do that anymore in the NFL. At least for this pandemic season, you're not allowed to live tweet plays.
No, I saw some Eagles. Like, the Eagles have had people out there, but
I've seen people report afterwards, but I think the NFL said you can't do position groups in terms of who's playing and who's starting. You can only talk about things after the fact and then put them in your stories, but you can't live tweet
No, you can't.
This guy went 5 for 6 on the drive and did this, this, and this. You can't do that anymore.
No.
So you're less access.
But somehow I got those Joe Burrow's numbers. Right?
Well, yeah, they can report
them. There's Joe?
They can report him afterwards. Oh, he didn't have a good day on Sunday, by the way. The defense won the battle. Sorry.
Guess what?
Carlos Dunlap had his way, apparently.
They were like, man, look how soft this ball's coming out.
Yeah. Man.
I got all day to get to this
throw. You see what?
I remember Tim Couch. He threw a ball like
what
this.
What was the rookie tight end for Kansas City said when Patrick throws the ball, it comes out with sparks and rainbows. What? The rookie tight end for Kansas City.
This year?
Just now. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's find out who's talking so glowingly about Patrick.
He said sparks come out and rainbows.
I'm trying to think of who they would have drafted.
Maybe he's just an undrafted free agent.
Was it Deion Yelder?
Nope.
It wasn't Ricky Seals-Jones, certainly. He's not a rookie. I have to look.
No, it was a...
Oh, Nick Kaiser?
It was
yeah. Mahomes' passes have little sparks. Who is Nick Kaiser? Did I write him up? Isn't that another quarterback? I don't know Nick Kaiser.
The Notre Dame quarterback Kaiser.
Deion Kaiser. Deshaun Kaiser.
Nick Kaiser. Yeah, but Nick Kaiser is... Yeah. He was signed to
when
the practice
ball leaves
squad.
His hand, there's little sparks and little rainbows around them.
Boy, he's trying to make a team hard.
I don't think he
wants Mahomes to love him.
Yeah, he's not a rookie. He's because I see him in a jersey playing against the Packers, so he's not a rookie.
Oh, he's not a rookie.
Very nice, Nick Kaiser. Rainbows around it every time.
Mm-hmm. 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
It's fun to catch passes from that guy.
713-780-3776. Time for me to talk a little bit.
I wrote this guy up.
Oh, you did?
From Grand Valley State.
You write everyone up.
Yeah. I actually had a... Yeah. He lines up as both an inline. Yep. I wrote him up.
And he's a weird little dude. But other than that...
Y'all remember Nick Kaiser, don't you?
Yeah. From Grand Valley State.
Same place that Matthew
Judon
came from.
I didn't know there was a Grand Valley State.
Yeah. Wherever he
came from. I didn't know there was a Grand Valley State, let alone a Nick Kaiser.
You just made Matthew Judon's list then.
Okay.
Well, you're on there with me.
Matthew Judon doesn't sound so as delightful as Nick Kaiser.
Yeah,
no.
When the ball leaves his hand, there's little sparks and little rainbows around it every time. And it's pretty great. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, he said.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
All right. I'm not kidding about this. Boomer Naturals, that's the way to go. If you're looking for a mask, that's my people over there at Boomer Naturals. I love the mask. You'll love the mask. It's breathable. You rinse it out at night. You put a little soap and water. You rinse it out and you leave it out. And the next day you wear it and you can do this for a month because the nano silver technology stays with it about a month. So then, and you can order multiple. And you can and use those. And if you spend $50 or more, you get free shipping and handling. But they're affordable. They are the best. They're breathable. They are going to protect you, which is the most important thing. Why would you wear a mask if you're not being protected? That's silly. Well, I mean, what's the sense of wearing a mask? Well, I'm just showing everyone. No, I'm trying to protect myself and I'm trying to protect people around me from me. So what I want is the nano silver technology that will trap all the spittle, all those droplets from getting in or out. So if you're looking for that mask, it's BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. Put in promo code Granato, G-R-A-N-A-T-O. You can misspell it too. Put in promo code Granato, and you're going to save 20% at BoomerNaturals.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It is true. Somebody brought up. This is CP3 string time. David Whitlock. Game five, about the time CP3's hamstring comes into play. Yep. So that's good. That's good. Do you think I could send Bill O'Brien a picture of a letter of resignation and have him virtually autograph it?
That's not going to happen.
Tom in downtown.
Well, you can be hopeful. I don't know if it's going to happen, though.
Bill O'Brien is not white trash, Lamont.
Yeah, I don't get the sense he's white trash.
I don't think that. I think he's a masshole, but I don't think he's white trash.
What's the definition of white trash? What do you have to do or be to be white trash?
Well, you...
I don't really know. Would you have to have your car on blocks in the front yard? What makes you white trash?
There's multiple things to make you.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is it like porn? You know it when you see it?
I see a lot of, there's people out that still have the Confederate flag outside the NASCAR.
Well, that's,
there's white trash right there.
Maybe that's more racist, but sure.
Yeah, but you got a feeling that there's a car on blocks in their front yard.
The definition, according to the Google, is poor white people, especially those living in the southern U.S.
So here you have it. There's a Confederate flag coming in. Well,
I guess.
Yeah.
See these COVID numbers for Alabama? I told you that I have a friend of mine who's in a performance business, and he was talking to some players for Alabama, and they're like, dude, I just don't know that we're going to stick around. He said, you ought to see campus. It's insane. There's nothing but parties all over the place. Everyone, like, no one cares at all. And Alabama had been very careful, the players and everything. And when the students got back, they were freaking out. They're like, I'm opting out. And they still may. You still may some
600 some positive names. Tests.
I saw 560, but yeah, 600 probably.
I think he's over 600 now.
Yeah. Since classes resumed.
I'm looking at Alabama's COVID case numbers, and I don't know how they do the reporting, but for yesterday, I'm talking about we're talking about the University of Alabama.
Yeah,
the state itself only reported 675 yesterday. So if the numbers are connected day by day, we're probably saying that half of Alabama's cases are coming from the university, at least the ones that get reported.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I'm just saying
a bunch of kids are all together doing kid stuff.
What's kid stuff?
Yeah.
Well, 18 to 22-year-old stuff. You know what that is?
I mean,
there's a lot of liquid being exchanged.
They just are not going to follow any rules. I mean, it just doesn't matter. And now they probably think, I'm not going back to my parents or grandparents, so I'm not.
You might.
Well, that's another thing.
If they shut down on-campus housing, you might.
No, your ass is staying there.
No, if you don't have campus housing, like undergrads are going home. If they do that,
my man McCool is—he's relatively young and in good shape, and he's still testing positive for COVID in Belize. He's tested positive for COVID for 3 straight weeks.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's not leaving. It's not. He says cough is going into 3 straight weeks of a pretty rough cough. He had 10 days of fever. It hit him pretty good. It hit him pretty good. So, I don't know. The idea that nobody ever has any sickness if you're in your 18 or, if you're 18 to 20, whatever. Like, when I get
No, but the we don't vast majority don't. The vast majority don't.
Yeah, there's people with fever and stuff like that. Yeah, it's like a flu.
Yeah, yeah. It's a flu. Yeah. I mean, they get sick, but the kids are like, so I got sick. Yeah. That's what kids are saying. And if they're not going to be around their grandparents, and that's a reason. Now, the echocardiogram, your boy, is a game changer on this deal. Because if, God forbid, something does happen to your heart because of this, I'm convinced that there has to be echocardiograms to play sports from now on.
After talking to him, I thought that was a game changer for me. It's this with CoreMed, Dr. Burkholder. But the more he talked about it, because he just laid it out and said, look, myocarditis has been around, but we're finding that it's happening where people are getting myocarditis, but if you get it treated, you can be fine. But if you don't, it can be an underlying issue that can cause some real problems for you. The average student, they're not getting echocardiograms.
No,
the
no,
ones
no.
Who get COVID, they're not going to get echo.
They're also still not being as doing strenuous things like athletes are, though. Well, I mean, so, yeah.
I don't know. Might want to check some Tinder profiles.
Well, depends on how strenuous that activity
yeah.
is.
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, the more enthusiastic, the better.
Well, not everyone's putting in that type of effort.
Right.
I mean, after a late night drinking, maybe you're not putting in the same effort that you normally would.
Or you're going harder. You don't know.
I don't know. Expectations are pretty wild these days.
Yeah. It all depends on who the person is.
Well, I'm just thinking, hoping she's going to be enthusiastic. So,
University of Tuscaloosa, home of Alabama, has closed bars and suspended bar service at restaurants for 2 weeks. 531 cumulative cases right now, student, faculty, and staff, as reported by the institution. I saw that number at 566. In another report, just from the university. Yeah. So Alabama, I don't know. I guess get out of the way. Y'all do what y'all want to do. Just, I already know people, no one's going to listen. That's why as soon as it really started to spread and it went to California, and then I was just like, we're done. Because no one's going to listen to anything.
No.
Everyone's going to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. People can't just... Hey, if you listen, can you just do that, this, and everything will be fine? No.
No. No.
I can't just do that.
I'm not doing that.
You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm like, okay. I guess we better settle in for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN. Yeah, Alabama's going to have to shut the campus down. They're like North Carolina. Just shut the campus down. Otherwise, you're not going to have football. Which do you think happens first? What? They shut down football at Alabama, or they shut the campus down.
B.
They will send all those kids home and say, hey, you guys can come back in the spring, but we're playing football.
Right.
Yeah, it's an easy decision for Alabama.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Just go home. Beat it online.
There's no question.
Only the athletes can stay. And then maybe some hardship students who it would be better off if they're here because – they don't have a real place to go back to. But everybody else, take your ass home. We don't want you here. You're not going to ruin our football season.
You're not going to ruin football. You know who John didn't get a taste of is Grace from last week.
She was high energy.
Woo! We had to dump her twice, and really we just missed the third one.
She dropped two S-bombs and an F-bomb.
Because you couldn't even tell the difference between cuss words and non-cuss words with her.
She even
said something about you and Bryson
DeChambeau. Oh yeah.
Well, now what now?
She was just keep.
She was fired
can you
up.
You find it?
I can.
It's on Friday, right?
It was Friday. I don't remember when she called.
I think it was the last hour.
But she was fired up.
Why was she fired up about Bryson DeChambeau?
She just wanted to talk about some golf, or at least Bryson.
No, she said, "Where's Granato?" And Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, and we're like, "What are you talking? What?"
And she also said Lance was her favorite.
Yeah. But then she wanted
to talk about golf. Golf. And she said Lance was her favorite?
She was imitating you doing Bryson DeChambeau. Oh. And then she said, what else was she talking about?
She was talking about Russell Westbrook being a loser.
Yeah.
Not playing.
She used to live, and then she said she lived in Arizona.
The nicest guy.
And James was, and we're like, oh boy. But James is her guy. James is nice to children there, he said, or she said, or something.
And he plays,
like that.
So she loves him, and Russell doesn't play, so he's. She wouldn't slow down.
Like, she was just rolling, and then she dropped an F-bomb, and we had to dump that. And she just kept going. Like, we said, whoa, you can't say that. And it was like it didn't matter.
She wasn't listening to us.
Oh, she had all the energy.
She did?
Yeah.
I liked it.
But not from a, you know, keeping the...
Signal? Yeah. Keeping the license?
Keeping a license, damn.
Love it. All right.
Not my problem, though. I guess that's an AJ problem now.
Yeah.
It would have rained down on you if it became an AJ problem.
Well, it
would
rain down on Tyler.
That's true. And he was a fill-in anyway, so.
Yeah.
Tyler filled in?
Yeah.
It was me in there with
the
Lance.
The patsy. We could have said, I don't know, Tyler, you didn't drop that S-bomb?
Or that F-bomb?
That's one of them. He dropped the F-bomb. He dropped the other S-bomb. But she snuck a different S-bomb in there, I think, earlier. But Tyler wasn't sure if it was.
And it wasn't the Thom Brenneman F-bomb?
No, it wasn't Thom.
No.
It was the regular one that we're more accustomed to.
Huh. 713-780-3776. Come on in. 843 ESPN 97.5.
Tell you about my friends over at SideJab. They've been doing phenomenal website work for over two decades. I'd heard of them a couple of years back. I didn't realize how long they've been in business, and actually worked on a friend of mine, his website, back in like the 2000s. And that's how long they've been doing it, for over 2 years here. They're a Houston area business, and they are a small business as well. So small business, taking care of small and medium-sized businesses, that's what they do. They'll create your website for your business from scratch, or they will basically redo and remodel what your website is. They make sure that you have the latest technologies, the latest designs. They make sure that you have a design that is more likely to keep eyes for longer and help you translate the eyes into business leads. And there are ways of doing this. It's been studied by people in that industry. And if you don't know that, or if you're not someone who does that, your website may not be able to generate the type of business leads that you'd like for it to. Go to the website, sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com, and you can see a portfolio of the work that they've done, and you can see all their different services. If you want to get e-commerce linked into your site and integrated, they can do that for you as well. Sitejab.com, Sitejab, S-I-T-E-Jab.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, John and Lance. 713-780-3776. 780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and hang out with us. You are more than welcome. Astros win, Rockets lose. That is the day that we had yesterday. We got a doubleheader today for the Astros. Rockets with the day off. Hopefully, Russell will be better and he'll be able to play in Game 5. Astros have moved their 9-10 start on Wednesday down to 1-10. 1-10 start, so that the Angels and the Astros can be done by the time, hopefully, they'll be done by the time Laura hits town and the Angels can get out of town and the Astros can hang with their family. They'll also have Thursday off. I don't know how the A's are going to get in here for the weekend series.
3 years ago today, Harvey hit us.
3 years ago today.
Made landfall.
Wow. And yep. We're looking at Laura just 2 days later. Yeah, it was three years and two days later.
I know, and remember the difference
or 3 years,
that it made with the Astros?
Maybe 3 years in a day.
It was devastating for the Astros. They couldn't be around their family. They didn't play well after that. Same thing when Hurricane Ike hit with the Astros. It really screws you up. I mean, you're worried about your family. You're worried about your home. You're worried about your community. And the Astros, remember, were stalled away from their home. They were on the road when Hurricane Harvey hit. And I remember watching, trying to watch Conor McGregor, and I really wanted to see McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather, but had a satellite dish and ordered that fight, and had to end up trying to watch it on Periscope, hoping people would do bootlegs of on Periscope, and I actually found it that way and got to watch it that way. But yeah, Hurricane Harvey hitting at that time when it did 3 years ago. I know there are some people who still not quite back to full capacity in their homes or whatever the case may be 3 years later. That's crazy how long. 2 years ago, okay, this time 2 years ago, there were still a lot of people who hadn't had their homes finished or redone or gotten everything taken care of with insurance 2 years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I will never forget, man, that – do you remember what – well, you weren't in. You were in a high-rise probably. But being in a house and seeing – so me and Frank Bullington, who used to be at the station, he came over to the house. We got Ragel's, had these whole cooked briskets, and they were just like, we'll just sell them at cost. They just put that on Twitter. I'm like, oh, my God. I raced over there, got a whole brisket, cooked, ready to go. Unbelievable. Taste of Grass. Frank come over. He came over. We were watching Ozark, drinking, eating brisket. And so the we knew the storm was coming. Well, if you remember, the first like band was kind of, we were caught between the hurricane and an outer band, and we weren't even getting hit in the afternoon. It looked like, man, this may kind of skip over us. That's what we were thinking. Like, this may kind of, we may.
You were wrong?
Yeah, I was wrong, because that's what we were saying in the afternoon. And then when the rain came, and I'm watching on my satellite, on the satellite feed, or the radar, rather, on my phone, and I noticed that, hey, this is just keeps rolling over us like a train, and it's sucking water out of the ocean and out of the Gulf and dropping it on us, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. Hmm. And it keeps doing the same thing over and over. That was the scariest thing I've ever been a part of, was watching how hard it was raining and how it wouldn't stop.
What got me, I was at Channel 13 helping out, and just answering calls and doing boats and stuff. But when I looked up and I saw the video that they had taken of I-10 bridge between here and Beaumont, and it was just a lake, and you could not see the road, you couldn't see. I was like, what? Wait a minute. That looks like a lake. That's not the highway. I was like, holy crap, this is really, really, really bad.
When 59 and did the same thing when we had the flood, the tax day flood, when I was at the Golden State Warrior game, we got stuck on 59. But and then I get my floods mixed up here in Houston, since we've had one every single freaking year. But what about the when you have 59, when you're headed 59 north past the Shepherd exit, and the water was like all the way up towards, towards the top of the embankment, and you have, that's how many, 20 feet high, more than that, and the water is filling up most of it, 25 feet high, probably 30 feet high. That was incredible to see those shots. And we've seen that more and more and more. Like, we see it more often and more often. Luckily, Laura right now they're not talking about any kind of weather systems that are going to stall it. Remember when we thought we were going to get 2 days ago? We're going to get more from Marco than Laura. And in case you missed it, Laura has taken a little bit of a westward turn. And so we are expected to get not the kind of rain that we got certainly from Harvey, where it stalls out because of another system pushing it down or whatever the case may be. But we are supposed to get winds, at least in Galveston, they're going to get winds up over 100. They said that we can expect the intensity to be similar to Hurricane Ike, 2008. Ike didn't mess around. Now Ike was pretty sporty too.
Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Ike was sporty. Okay.
Yeah, Ike had some spice to it.
No, no question about that. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I was mixing up the tax day and the memorial. Remember the Memorial Day as well.
Which one? I'm getting mixed up. Which one? Because I was at Toyota Center, and the Rockets beat the Warriors in the playoffs, and I saw, I knew we were getting rain, and I'm looking on the radar again, and like, holy crap, this thing's going to come in one big wave, and it's going to just stay over us the whole time. I said, let's get out of here and go. So we got out early. I thought we got out early. It wasn't even early enough to exit. Like, we're on 59, and as soon as I get to the exit where we're supposed to exit, it's underwater.
I was in Colorado. My wife was stuck in at that Rockets game. She was with Ian, and they were stuck on 59 forever.
That's where we were. We were stuck there until 3:30 in the morning, and then I had to go do a radio show that morning up at the station.
Right.
At 6. That was a delightful treat. And I did a show, and people were calling about the Rockets on 610 stuck. They'd been there overnight. They couldn't do anything. Clanton couldn't get into the station. He was stuck on 60. So it was me doing a show by myself, a 3-hour show by myself, talking Rockets with people who are stuck on the highway. Basically what it was. And that's the time when somehow my tweet made it to Weather Channel. And, hey, Mr. Charlene, So you and your family are in the car? You're stuck on the highway? Yes. Can we get you on? Yes. So I was on Weather Channel Voice Of, and they showed pictures of my kids in the car and me and my wife. And so then I'm starting to watch Game of Thrones on my iPad. I'm like, hey, my iPad's fully charged in here. This is nice. I'll just watch. And they kept going back. Can we get you on again? Yeah. What's it like now? What's happening now? I'm like, well, it's still the same thing. Can't exit. The water keeps rising higher on the feeders, and it's pretty bad. The third time they called, the producer said, so is it getting close to you? Like, are you starting to get scared that you could wash away or anything like that? And like, no. I'm way, like, if the water gets to me, this is biblical flooding. I mean, we build the ark, everyone's dead. And they go, oh, so there's not a chance that water could, I swear to God, this, I swear on everything. They said, so there's no chance, like, you don't feel fearful of for you and your kids' safety. No. Okay. Well, thanks for everything that you've done for us, and we appreciate it. Good luck.
Oh, Click. It's not.
Soon as there was no chance I was going to be pulled away in the water.
That you're dead?
They were like, oh.
That Steve Campion could come and save you? That's
yeah.
it? It's
do
over?
Do you have anyone that we could call that maybe could die?
I mean, could you,
we
like,
could get on here?
Could you pretend like, you know, maybe a ball got away from the car and your kid runs onto the
yeah.
feeder? Could you do that?
Can you get video of your wife pulling your son out of the water, even if he's not just like...
And this isn't limited to national. I mean, John's beloved was like, that was in Hawaii? can he report? And I was like, yeah. John gave me a call. I was like, I guess, sure. It's only sprinkling right now. And then, but let us know. I was like, okay. I got another text. Hey, what's it look like? I just sent him a picture. It's
fine pretty clear,
here.
Actually.
Fine here. Like, okay.
And then they lost your number?
Never got
heard
another,
from again.
Never
heard from again.
No.
You're useless.
Hey, guys,
to us.
I'm fine. Did y'all want to check
up on
me?
Did you want to know that I'm okay? No.
I mean, I really got sour when I realized the Weather Channel was just trying to see if, like, is there any chance a child could die? No. I mean, I hope not. None of my kids will. So there's no chance somebody could be swept away by water. Is there any running water? Like, does it look like, you know, is water rushing down? No, nothing like that is happening right now. I heard somebody click their, like.
This is, well, we waste our time here.
Well, good luck. I mean, best of luck to you guys. Hopefully
you
everything's fine. Yeah, I heard.
Oh, that's the worst.
I just heard this. No, he says they're going to be fine. Yeah. No one's in danger. Okay, well, that's good news. That's really good news that you guys are. I mean, it's not good news you're stuck on the highway, but it's good news that no one's going to
okay,
get washed
bye.
Away. But
thank you.
Anyway, okay, take it easy. Good luck to you, bye.
All right, well, let's talk some football when we get back. 857 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to talk cars right now. My buddy Craig DeSerf, and he is a friend of mine, Craig DeSerf says, hey, Lance, make sure you tell people that we're going to take their cars to them in Houston if that's what they need. Now, for a lot of people, you want to get down to Angleton. Oh, nice. They just picked up 24 new cars yesterday. I'm looking at the inventory search, and this is what's happening. More and more cars are coming into the dealership, adding to what you've got. Now, they've got up to 15% MSRP cash back on select 2020 Chevy models, 12% on the Blazer, 15% on the Equinox, and 15% on the Trax. Those are three different sizes of the Chevy crossover vehicles. Trax are more, it's not really a crossover vehicle so much as like it's got that crossover kind of design. But there's so many different opportunities for you with the different programs that they have available for you. They've got pre-owned vehicles in stock waiting for you. You got 15% cash back and $4,289 back on that Chevy Trax. They've got great discounts going on all their Chevy products. Chevy, find new roads and make sure that you purchase your vehicle out in Angleton where they give you the very best trading value as well at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Shop online right now at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.